military action. Things got a little wild on Capitol Hill earlier today. Anti-Israel protesters were able to briefly shut down a Senate cafeteria. Officers removed the demonstrators. No word of any injuries or arrest. This is SRN News.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes soon with a high-impact storm system that'll be affecting us. But today, not too bad, with a high temperature up to about 79, mostly cloudy, some widely scattered showers possible. Tonight's low down to about 61. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially beginning in the afternoon, more likely in the evening and nighttime hours, and locally heavy rainfall totals. Also, a severe weather risk with all modes of severe weather possible. The high in the upper 70s on Wednesday, up to about 73 Thursday with maybe some leftover showers first half of the day. Then nice weather Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
1819 News.
The Autauga-Prattville Public Library says that they have removed a sexually explicit book from the shelves that was made available within the teen section. A student on a field trip from school found that book and was severely disturbed by what he found inside. The student's parents then notified the library staff. The graphic novel involved an illustrated lesbian encounter between an escort and a client. The APPL staff says the book has been removed since it violates library policy. The Autauga-Prattville Library has been at the center of ongoing controversy throughout the state over the types of sexually explicit books placed within public libraries that are funded by taxpayer money. Many of the taxpayers are parents who want the books to be removed to a special section that involves parental consent and oversight. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
I'm Amy Beth Shaver with Alabama Unfiltered Radio, and when I need the news, and I need it fast, I turn to Andrea Tice and the Daily Detail. On my way in, it is the most convenient, best way for me to digest what's going on so that I can use it for our show. She tells you what's going on in Alabama that day, first and fast. So listen to the Daily Detail with Andrea Tice. Don't miss out.
The Daily Detail is available wherever podcasts are found.
A Henry County father has entered a not guilty plea when it comes to endangerment of his four-year-old son, Phoenix Wilkerson. Joshua Wilkerson and the boy's mother, Cheyenne Ray, were arrested at the same time and charged with chemical endangerment of their child after the boy went missing in freezing January temperatures in Barber County. The boy was found 2 days later and had to be hospitalized. He has since recovered. Prosecutors say that Wilkerson and Ray were both using marijuana and meth, which affected the boy and caused him to leave the home. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
time for Montgomery's conversational radio show. It's News and Views on News Talk 93.1 FM. To join the conversation, call 272-9228.
Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader's still in the studio. How you doing, Eddie?
I'm doing well. How you doing, bud?
Just busy.
Yeah? See you, man.
Yeah, we're very busy. We're waiting. Caroline Dobson, I believe. I thought she would be here in person, but we get to see her. Actually, let's see. This is on line one. Okay. You're on the air. Who's this?
It is Simpler
Days. Hey, Simpler Days. How you doing?
Hanging in there like a tick on a dog's honey, but other than that. Hey, did you happen to see the article that Channel 12, the in-depth piece they just recently did on the Keith being placed on administrative leave?
The WSFA, when was it released?
I think it was yesterday.
Well, I saw the news that he's been put on administrative leave. I've not seen a reason for it yet, officially from the city.
Mm-hmm. Well, they go on to talk about kind of hinting around certain things. But anyway, then they said that they talked to their sister station in New Orleans about an incident down there when he was head of the crime lab around sexual harassment and such. But it was unfounded. But then in the next paragraph, they say, but there's been no similar incidents here. Didn't y'all interview the complainant / victim and attorney on your station?
Yeah, we did. I give credit to, I think, Kevin Elkins went did. First, and then I think the Montgomery Advertiser did a follow-up
they
interview.
They had an advertising article.
And then didn't 1819 News do a piece on it?
Yep, I believe. Craig Monger did, yes.
So, evidently, they must be in a bubble, or either they've been bought and sold their integrity to the city. Because, I mean, that's just a bold-faced lie to say that. But
consider the source.
Anyway, you know, this should have been addressed last October when it was brought to the city's light, especially the city council, especially Chip Hill. And that's when they should have placed him on administrative leave. And said, we're going to get to the bottom of this, and we're going to let the chips fall where they may. And if it's unfounded, we'll, you know, but he stepped in it, and now the stink's on the shoe. And they've tracked it all the way now into April. And, you know, the only way they're going to dig their way out, and they're probably trying to come up with a plan right now, they got him on administrative leave, how they can ease him out the back door and still keep their britches.
And I'm reading what WSFA put out. Let me share with the audience Simpler Days. However, there was a shakeup in Albert's previous city that involved him. In 2018, he faced complaints while working for the New Orleans Police Department. According to our sister station, WVUE, the WAVU, the station reports that he faced an internal review over allegations of violating the department's policy in sexual harassment, discrimination, and retaliation while overseeing the crime lab. The investigation's results were never disclosed by the department. It is unclear if he faces any similar complaints in Montgomery. So wait, what they're saying is the investigation results in New Orleans were never disclosed.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it is clear that accusations have been made of a comparable type here in Montgomery. So I don't know where SFA is getting that from. Maybe you're right, Simpler Days.
Well, I think what that classic identifier is fake news.
Yep.
And that's why people just don't have any faith or integrity in the news anymore, because of, you know, clearly they had to have heard or been aware of the other media covering the story. But anyway, I think it's not going to end well, because unless unless they can buy her off, unless they can write a check or give her job back, then the EEOC complaint is going to go forward, and there are going to be civil depositions, and all the dirty laundry is going to come out. And now Montgomery sits without a police chief, steadily losing officers, lost 11 last month. And, you know, just in my opinion, the best course of action for this would be the city and the county come together, get someone to write a piece of legislation, you know, to go and get Montgomery under a metro public safety where Sheriff Cunningham would take over the police department under a metro form of government. He's well aware of the inner workings. He rose through the ranks down there. He has the experience and the expertise. And oh, by the way, the police that are leaving Montgomery PD want to go over there and work for him because he's not a puppet of the mayor. He's his own man, and that's the bottom line. Y'all have a good day.
Well, hold on real quick before you go. Okay. What do you think of this idea of getting rid of the city-county personnel board?
Well, that concerns me because just like the mayor wanted to get rid of the airport authority board. Mm-hmm. You know, power is intoxicating. And when you get too much power, sometimes bad things can happen.
Indeed. Yeah. Well, I appreciate your call and your insights as always, sir. Thanks, man. Later. This part of the program brought to you by Pest Pro Services. And isn't Ashley just fantastic?
Oh, I love her to death. You know that.
Oh, she's great. You know, so there at Pest Pro, Ashley's put together this amazing team. You know, their business, you've seen it, has grown leaps and bounds in the last three, 4 years.
Yep.
They, you know, there are a lot of folks that got ate up during the pandemic. They grew. Yep. They expanded. And it's because of the service they provide and that they're great local folks, always giving back to the community. And by how good they are with their services, they show up on time. They understand the problems. You know, they have somebody on staff for each unique problem.
Yeah.
So there might be a termite specialist or the mosquito person, or if you do have a huge wasp or cockroach problem, maybe you need somebody who's a little flexible to get into that crawl space under the house.
Well, also, Joey, as you noticed, they have a new service available. So say if you got those wasp nests that are hard to reach.
Oh, yes.
They have those lifts available that can come out and get those rid of. So you're not up on a ladder. I'm not up on a ladder.
Right.
We don't need to be
and
up on ladders.
And don't try the TikTok trend of, I put a cup of gasoline up on there, and it's a good way to get stung.
You ain't kidding.
And
if
get gas
that,
all over
me.
Yourself.
That's going to make a good video.
So let the pros handle it,
certainly,
folks. And especially right now with termites and mosquitoes. Tis the season for them.
Yeah, man.
You just experienced the beauty of their mosquito treatment.
I still have good reports. I have no issues with mosquitoes up there at all.
And you might as well do the preventative work to make sure you don't have termites, or just get the home treated ahead of time before you ever get termite damage. The repairs on that damage is much more expensive than any termite treatment.
Always.
So check out Pest Pro today. You might as well make them your everyday pest control company.
Works for me.
Join the crowd. I don't often say that, but when it comes to Pest Pro, you need to join the crowd. This great growing business at 265-9990. That's 265-9990. Or you can always go to ppsriverregion.com or just search Pest Pro Services on the Book of Faces. When you want to know, call a pro. Pest Pro Services, and be sure to tell them that, well, Joey and Eddie, those fellows on the radio, sent you.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River Region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group. at 221-2883 or 551-0225.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. It's true, rates aren't as low as they have been for the past couple of years, but there are still many homeowners that could benefit from refinancing their current mortgage. There are a lot of things in life that are out of our control, but your mortgage rate is not one of them. If you currently have an adjustable rate mortgage, then you owe it to yourself to give us a call.
Adjustable rate mortgages make sense for some people in stable markets, but in this wild, ever-changing rate environment, it only makes sense to secure a fixed interest rate. A fixed interest rate will give you the peace of mind that your rate is locked. Your rate will not be subject to change with the political and economic tides.
At Alabama Home Mortgage, you can personalize your term. We offer 8-year to 30-year mortgages and everything in between. Grab your mortgage statement and give us a call.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-3. 368, Equal Housing Lender.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views in the afternoon. Before we keep going here, this part of the program brought to you by Josh and Leslie Ryder there at Dillon Rings. And of course, Dillon Rings is a full-service jewelry shop. Folks, if you don't know, all the other jewelers in town go to Josh Ryder to help with repairs. The man is that good. He's a bit of a mix of a mad scientist and a true artist when you go back to his lab there at 119 Brown Springs Road. So if you are looking for custom design, could be you've drained it. He's literally made something that came out of inspired by a dream. And it could be something poignant, remembering a loved one, or maybe if you're like Eddie or I and just stupid, he never like man children. We want funky fresh medallions. We're going to get matching ones, right?
Yes, that's the plan.
And I think that's a good plan. And of course, they have an amazing jewelry selection there, from high-end pieces to that everyday jewelry that still looks great but doesn't break the bank or doesn't break your heart if it breaks itself. You know, wear it to the beach. You go out and about. And, well, what I encourage you to do is you can go to Facebook or Instagram and search Dillon Rings, see the latest custom design work Josh Ryder's put together, as we talked about earlier. He has a brand new pendant that's inspired by the eclipse, really beautiful piece. Or, of course, you can really stop by 119 Brown Springs Road, right here in Montgomery, just off of Atlanta Highway. And be sure to tell them that, well, Joey and Eddie, those fellas on the radio, sent you.
Without further ado, right across the desk from me, we have Caroline Dobson. Hey, Caroline, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
So where all have you been in the last few days?
More like, where haven't I been? I started off yesterday here in Montgomery, where we live, and then went over to Chatham in Washington County, Leroy, and then down to Mobile, and then back up here. And then today, been making some rounds in the Montgomery area, so I've been pretty local today. And then I'm headed down to Monroe County, where I grew up, tonight. The folks down there are having a rally for me, so I'm really awesome. Really excited about that, and just very, very grateful to get to spend time back in my home county. I actually haven't gotten to spend as much time in my home county because you know, they know me, and probably know all they need to know about me, teenage antics and everything. So it's going to be nice to get to see some familiar faces this evening.
Well, you know, I'll just be very blunt. I've been very impressed with you so far in the campaign. I've been, and I'm not easily impressed by politicians, but I think you've answered a lot of my questions very much to my satisfaction. But here's the deal. You're new. You aren't a career politician.
Right.
But it makes me wonder, if you get into, say, this race in November, what are the Democrats going to throw at you?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm asking you fully, you know, has the Oppo research been done? Like, this is what I'm worried about, is like, can you win in November
at
this point?
Yeah, no. And actually, Alabama Daily News did a poll as if the election were held, you know, now. And I was ahead of Shamari. I outperformed my opponent against Anthony Daniels too, although Anthony was a little bit ahead in that mano a mano poll. I think the fact that I'm sitting here talking to you, right, is the fact that people are kind of fed up with career politicians. They're fed up with people that are more concerned about tweeting than they are about doing things and working hard. And again, also, I think there's, you know, sometimes the temptation is, when it's a purple district like this, oh, well, we need a moderate. That's the last thing we need. We need a strong, true conservative who's going to motivate the base and get people out to vote. I think that's where the Republican Party's been hurting themselves sometimes in these purple districts. It's, we've got to have someone that's kind of towards the center to attract the center. No, you need to have someone that inspires conservatives to get out and vote and you know, is unabashed in standing up for conservative values, because the truth is there are more and more Democrats that are kind of looking themselves in the mirror and saying, you know, I don't like where the country's headed, or, you know, the fact that Biden made Easter Transgender Day, you know, is just such a slap in the face to people of faith of all political parties. So I think more and more Democrats are starting to see the light, and also just, you know, every time they go to the grocery store,
right,
they have to understand that, you know, Bidenomics isn't working. Every time, you know, there's another crime committed by an illegal alien, you know, they've got to be worried about their kids, like I am.
Now, and something I believe you pointed out to me, I suspect you wouldn't necessarily describe yourself as a feminist, nor would I suspect even Senator Brett or, say, Governor Ivey. But
no.
You pointed out to me that if you drew the district as it's now drawn, and you look at past races, both Senator Brett and Governor Ivey did incredibly well in this district, right?
That's right. That's right. And I think, you know, they both have a lot of support among younger voters, too. Certainly Senator Brett. And that's a, you know, that's a big voting block that doesn't always show up to vote, doesn't always prioritize voting. And that's a huge problem. We've got to start talking about politics at the dinner table. You know, I feel like for years and years you hear, oh, it's, don't talk about politics. What's wrong with our country, because we don't have enough people that are talking about politics. That's how I grew up. I remember one of my earliest memories is all the fall leading up to the Bush-Clinton election. Every night at supper, when we were saying our family prayer, my dad would end the prayer and please help George Bush win in November. And then when he didn't, I was in kindergarten, and I kind of thought the world was going to end. And so my mom kind of had to be like, well, you know, Phil, it's, you know, you need to maybe tone this down. But I mean, we talked about politics at the dinner table, and I think that's what we're missing in America. But, you know, getting back to this district, we've got to motivate younger voters. And a lot of times, you know, women don't always vote, or sometimes they're kind of the swing vote. But then again, I think the fact that, you know, I'm from the district, I'm raising my kids in the district, I'm deeply concerned about where our country's headed, and I'm fighting for Alabama families. I think that's going to resonate really well with parents and younger voters and especially moms.
Now, what's in the news today, let's kick it around a little bit. Right now, Congress is back in session. There's all this, I think, arm twisting and also, you know, the art of persuasion and whatever they do up there to get $60 billion more for Ukraine. Would you be for that?
Absolutely not. We have got to secure our border. I mean, we are being invaded right now by illegal aliens, and we have got to prioritize securing our border. We've got to prioritize increasing our military preparedness. You know, I've spoke before, you know, it's not that I'm a hawk, but we have got to be strong again. That means we've, first of all, got to have a strong commander in chief, you know, one who's fit to stand trial and enter into treaties. And that's why it's so important that we get Trump back in the White House. But we also, we've got to increase, you know, not only, we've got to restore trust with our servicemen and women. That means we've got to stop treating them like guinea pigs for liberal social experiments. You know, we lost thousands of troops who resigned because of the vaccine mandate. And then Biden rescinded that. And then to date, less than 50 of those thousands have reenlisted. That's just one example. Of course, all of the trans agenda that the Pentagon's been pushing. And then also the way we treat our veterans. The fact that, you know, how can you expect young people to want to sign up to serve their country when they see how our veterans are treated? There are 400,000, over 400,000 veterans here in Alabama. And it's just, it's appalling how they're treated. The fact that the Biden administration is sending VA doctors and staff to the border to treat illegal aliens. So again, we've first got to prioritize our border, and then secondly, increase our own, you know, we should not be sending blank checks at the expense of our own military preparedness. And then if somehow we could, by some miracle, we could close the border, send everyone who's here illegally home, increase our military preparedness, you know, I think one issue that I have with, you know, sending money to Ukraine is the lack of transparency. You know, where is it going? The equipment, where is it going? And also the fact that we're not privy to a strategy for realistic resolution to that conflict. I think Putin's a bad actor. Don't get me wrong. But you know, I don't think we have been included in any sort of plan for a game plan for bringing some sort of resolution to what's going on over there.
Now, you mentioned closing the border. When you say close the border, what do you mean?
By close the border, I mean close. We've got to build the wall. We've got to close the border and send everyone that's here illegally home. I mean, if you're talking about exports and imports through our ports, then no, that continues. But I mean, you know, this is an unprecedented number of illegal aliens that have come across. So we've got to take unprecedented actions. I think we do have to close the border and, you know, get everyone who's here illegally, get them back home, enforce the stay in Mexico policy. And then I think we also have to revisit the commonly referred to as the anchor baby policy. You know, we're at a point where I don't, you know, a child that's born here in America to illegal aliens should not be entitled to citizenship. We've got to change that because, you know, as it stands now, a lot of those who have come across in the past 3 years would be entitled to stay. You know, the baby and the mother, and you know, again, it's not that my heart doesn't hurt for anyone who's suffering throughout the world, but you know, America was not intended to be a receptacle for people from all the failed governments throughout the world.
Right. So. Well, and now another thing in the news, we were playing it yesterday, Donald Trump coming out with a pretty strong statement where his position is on the issue of abortion and IVF. It sounds like he very strongly supports IVF. We want beautiful babies. Like, and he said something to that effect. But then he also came out, and I think this is getting more conversation on the right, and said he thinks it should be left to the states, that after Roe being overturned by Dobbs, let the states decide. Where are you on this issue?
Well, I am so grateful for the court and the Dobbs decision saying that this is a states' rights issue. I stand with the legislature of Alabama in being one of the states that most vigilantly protects life. And you know, I, you know, when you talk about just where we are as a nation, it's very sad that we are so far apart. You know, I think I've mentioned before the Born Alive Act in 2019 when it was in the U.S. Senate. Which basically just said any baby that's born alive in a hospital is entitled to medical care. Should be a no-brainer. And that's just, that's basic human rights. And that was, you know, all but two Democrat senators voted against that. So I think the reality is we, this is a states' rights issue, and we have got to fight throughout the country to ensure that other states are protecting life as vigilantly as Alabama is.
Well, we got to hit a quick break, sure. And then we'll come back and talk some more here. But first, excuse me, pardon me, Caroline. This part of the program, Eddie, brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health.
I see.
Yeah, and, you know, Montgomery Men's Health can help out you fellas. You know, two things happen as men mature. One could be, you know, issues in the bedroom. Erectile dysfunction, right. I think, is the official scientific term. But it also could be a more general problem, low testosterone. Maybe that, in fact, is causing the bedroom issues. But there at Montgomery Men's Health, they were created to take care of guys who hate going to the doctor.
Right.
So get by there. And actually, there are new studies that come out that, like, these pills guys mm-hmm. take, like all those wrestling podcasts, right. They advertise these things. The pills stop working, and guys start making excuses for coming to bed. Did you know that studies show that men will be more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy?
Interesting.
Yeah, because they're embarrassed. They don't want to mm-hmm. go through that. So here's the deal, guys. If you're lacking motivation, energy, drive, including a loss of sex drive, you're just always feeling tired, feel like you're walking through your life in a fog, knowing whether or not you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. And so the providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for only $99. And Montgomery Men's Health has low-T treatments that can truly change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, a faster metabolism, you usually even notice, and increased libido. You can actually book the same day that you call. Guys, it's time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year. That number, 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or go to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Hey, guys. Are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
Our advertisers are our biggest advocates. Call us to find out how radio can increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
On the other side of the coin, what's really hot today, which has been hot during that time frame we're talking about before COVID, is sales and marketing roles.
Chris Lawrence is with HireWell. They recruit talent to companies, and he and I talk about the trends in talent recruiting today and what employers are looking for the most. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Big weather changes soon with a high-impact storm system that'll be affecting us. But today, not too bad, with a high temperature up to about 79, mostly cloudy, some widely scattered showers possible. Tonight's low down to about 61. Tomorrow and tomorrow night, widespread rain and thunderstorms, especially beginning in the afternoon, more likely in the evening and nighttime hours, and locally heavy rainfall totals. Also, a severe weather risk with all modes of severe weather possible. The high in the upper 70s on Wednesday, up to about 73 Thursday with maybe some leftover showers first half of the day. Then nice weather Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back. News and Views in the afternoon, and still here in the studio with us, we have Caroline Dobson, candidate for Congress. And Caroline, if folks, before we keep going here, want to support your campaign before the runoff, how can they do so?
Sure, yeah, and we've got lists of upcoming events and that sort of thing. It's www.dobsonforcongress, that's D-O-B as in Bravo, S-O-N-F-O-R, congress.com. We also have Instagram, Facebook, X, and Truth Social accounts, Dobson for Congress. So please check us out.
Fantastic. So as we look at, going into November, what do you think are the top issues? Are we still pretty much seeing Americans upset about the cost of living and just...
Sure.
How do we even remedy these issues at this point?
Yes. Well, I mean, I guess first and foremost is the border, certainly. But, you know, again, increasingly, as we have all of these illegal aliens that are seeking our social services, it's interrelated with economy, of course. But yes, also, again, kind of right up there is the economy, inflation, interest rates. The sad thing is, you know, because of 3 years of the Biden administration, there is no quick fix. Certainly one thing we could do immediately that would make an impact is become energy independent again. It's not just, you know, gas prices, diesel. For my family's small farm, for instance, in Monroe County, our fuel and fertilizer costs are 143% this past year of what they were when Biden took office. Mm. And that's just a small operation. So, you know, just the production cost, also transportation costs, of course. So being energy independent would be a huge step towards stabilizing, inflation. And also, we won't be paying bad actors like Venezuela, nations in the Middle East. Another thing we could do is cut government spending. And we have got to not only maintain control of the House, but also strengthen our Republican majority so we don't have Speaker Johnson having to try to make deals with the Democrats. I mean, we need to take a stand and finally cut government spending. That will have a huge impact in inflation. And the M2 money supply increased 40% during COVID. So, we need, you know, Federal Reserve reform. You know, the Federal Reserve is neither federal nor is it a reserve. the fact that, you know, it has a dual mandate that's conflicting. It's supposed to keep inflation under control, but then also, you know, boost employment. So I think that needs a radical revisit. That's not a quick fix, but that's also something that I think just and we've talked about before, just kind of on a monetary level, You know, our country, we've got to revisit some of the ways that we handle our money supply. The separation of money and state is also huge. So,
well, and, you know, I'm no financial expert by any means, but I like the idea of, I think David Stockman came up with, move the Fed to a banker's bank. Get rid of the dual mandate.
Right.
And then give a kind of a backup through the discount window. You can, if you got liquidity problems, you can borrow at a penalty.
Right, right. Because, I mean, if you look at just the past few years, interest rates should have been raised long ago, but then it becomes it's politicized, and the Fed Reserve chair doesn't want to lose his job and doesn't want to do something that's unpopular, and that's not what the purpose is, allegedly. So I mean, that's another reason we have inflation on record levels right now, is because everything's, you know, become so politicized.
Now, another thing in the news that I'm reading, this is from Matt Welch. I believe he's one of the top editors there at Reason magazine, that libertarian rag. He says Janet Yellen in 2022 said this about the IRS $80 billion hiring spree. Contrary to the misinformation, this is Yellen, from opponents, small business or household earning $400,000 per year or less will not see an increase in the chances they are audited. Well, Treasury Inspector General, now in 2024, as distilled down by the Wall Street Journal, as of last summer, 63% of new audits have targeted taxpayers with income of less than $200,000. What are we doing about the IRS? Like, there's one thing saying we're not raising taxes, we need to cut taxes. Can we even go further than that?
Oh, absolutely. We definitely, I mean, you know, we have got to downscale the executive branch as a whole, eliminate some agencies entirely, drastically defund many agencies, and one of those is the IRS. I mean, think about this district. I would say the vast, vast majority of this district is made up of businesses or individuals making less than $200,000 a year. I mean, so much of this district is small towns and, you know, small businesses within those towns. So who's hit hardest by that? District 2 in Alabama. So we have got to, and again, that's, you know, when we're trying to cut government spending, you know, I recognize that there are categories, you know, of government spending that, you know, true infrastructure, that Biden has been defining infrastructure as anything under the sun. We've got to get back to a very narrow definition of infrastructure, but infrastructure, and, you know, there has to be some defense spending, I understand, but we have got, the way we can balance the budget is by drastically reducing the size of the executive branch. And Trump in 2020, issued the Regulatory Bill of Rights, which provided some guidelines for, you know, executive agency investigations, to audits, for instance. Right. You know, it's, you know, as between different agencies, there's no standard burden of proof. In many instances, more often than not, the individual or the business bears the burden of proving that they're innocent, as opposed to the agency proving that you violated something or haven't complied with the letter of the regulation. And the Regulatory Bill of Rights was a huge victory for small business owners, for the private citizen. And then, of course, Biden, within 40 days of office, rescinded it because it was too burdensome. But that's one of my priorities, is to codify the Regulatory Bill of Rights. But in addition to that, again, we have got to dramatically reduce the size and the power of the executive branch.
Yeah, and I'm worried that the administrative state, I mean, I think if Trump is reelected, he's going to need defenders in Congress if he's doing more than just the Bill of Rights, where he's taking an axe to certain aspects of the administrative state. And I worry in a deep way that when we hear constantly about the interagency process, which on its face makes sense, everybody is in the room, all the principals are in the room, what decision are we going to make? But it seems like that is the actual government more so than the elected officials.
Right, right. No, I mean, and you see that play out in businesses and education. I mean, the Federal Department of Education, for instance, the average Federal Department of Education employee makes over $100,000 a year. The average Alabama teacher makes $51,000 a year. You know, that money should be going to the states. And, you know, I think we should either totally abolish the Federal Department of Education, or you know, somehow really dramatically reduce its scale. I'd be down for federally, you know, abolishing the Federal Department of Education as long as there was some way to ensure that girls' sports remain for girls, you know, that the NCAA does not have the ability to include Leah Thomas's in sports. So I think there does need to be some sort of federal law or structure to protect our girls. I've got two girls myself, and I'm deeply concerned about, you know, I don't know if they take after me, they may not be great athletes, but my husband's a pretty good athlete, but, you know, I don't want them, but regardless, you know, I don't want them to have boys in their locker rooms, boys, you know, and in their swimming pools competing mm-hmm. against them, you know, biological male camp counselors in their dorms, you know, and it's silly that we're even having to discuss this, but here we are.
Now, I've heard somebody earlier on the show before this, not one of the hosts, a caller called mm-hmm. in. And in a way, I'm kind of happy this is happening, what I'm about to say, but it's also, I think, my brain was torn. I'm like, well, that's not really fair to Caroline. The lady essentially said, well, she went to Harvard. That tells me everything I need to know, mm-hmm. which Harvard losing its prestige ain't the worst thing in the world, but could you address that? You did go to Harvard.
It does tell her everything she needs to know, and that I stood for conservative values when I was surrounded by a sea of liberals, and I'll do it again in Washington. Look, I grew up in Monroeville. I spent the first 5 years of my life in a mobile home. I had Spanish on a videotape, and my English teacher encouraged me to apply to Harvard on the common application. I'd written my college essay on being a rodeo queen, and I got into Harvard. And my parents were, you know, wow, you got into Harvard. You should go to Harvard. And I didn't know anything about it. Everyone else in my family had either not gone to college or had gone to Auburn. So I'm grateful to have had that opportunity. It certainly opened my eyes to a lot. I was exposed to, you know, people from all over the world. But what I was most exposed to that impacted me the most was just seeing, you know, living in an environment that is far left. You know, seeing where free speech was truly suppressed. And this was before woke was even a word.
Right.
My senior year at Harvard, the administration implemented a meatless Monday. So everyone lives on campus. You got to eat on campus. They implemented meatless Mondays to cut costs, right? But it was a green initiative. Coming from a cattle farming background, I was offended. I would buy a hamburger and take it into the dining hall, hot and steamy, and eat it in front of everyone.
Oh, right.
I was just infuriated. In so many ways, it made me understand why I was conservative, why I believed in limited government. I'm grateful to have grown up in an environment where, you know, everyone believed in God and, you know, most people were conservative. But for me, it really forged my political beliefs, and it made me stand up for my mm-hmm. faith, stand up for God. And it's kind of like, I guess those, you know, you read about missionaries that, you know, go to live with, you know, some tribe, and they live their whole life, and they never get one convert until on their deathbed. And finally the tribal chieftain converts or something. Mm-hmm. But then that's kind of, you know, how I felt too. I was trying, you know, I've been working on my college roommates for years, and I've converted two now. So I feel like, you know, at least hopefully, maybe there'll be more. But it's been, you know, it was certainly isolating. But yeah, Harvard does let you know that I was not afraid to stand up for my conservative values and for God up there, and I won't be afraid to do it again.
No, and this just came to mind when you're talking about converting your roommates. I've noticed, and I've been saying on the show, and I'm not the only one, that I think the biggest divide in America isn't the usual Republican-Democrat. It's not black-white. I think it's men-women, especially single men and single women. Mm-hmm. You know, guys like me, single guys, we tend to be very strongly either just on the right, mm-hmm. not necessarily right. even Republican, but on the right.
Right.
Whereas single women are the complete opposite. And I'm talking, mm-hmm. I think some polls show 30-point gap. So what do you make of that? Why do you, because you're married, and actually when people get married, they tend to even out, and tend to be more center right. But, what do you make of this divide between men and women that's really hewing to a partisan divide?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. You know, and I see, you know, also it's, I think it's, to me, you know, my first kind of threshold for dating someone, of course, was, you know, do they share my faith? And then number two was, do they share my values? And I'm very grateful. I mean, I'm not saying that we are just lockstep on every single issue, but my husband and I pretty much see eye to eye politically, and I'm so grateful for his support in this race. And because we not only see eye to eye politically, but also you know, think that being engaged and being involved is really important. Because of that, I'm so grateful that I'm able to run, because I think if I had a spouse, apathy is just as big of a problem. If I had a spouse that was, you know, apathetic, this would be really difficult, because he's had to make a lot of sacrifices too. We've got two kids, so it's certainly been hard. But, you know, I think a lot of the divide you see is just this this far left narrative about toxic masculinity. And I think, you know, in our hearts there, you know, women, not that we aren't strong and empowered, and not that we, you know, can't achieve any goal we set our minds to, but you know, I don't buy into that. And I think that's kind of, you know, again, that narrative is sort of driving the genders apart, because I think it's really hard for a young man to kind of grow up now, because they're being told, you know, you have these traditional ideas of manhood, and I don't know, the Rudyard Kipling poem, If, is just one of my, my favorite. It brings a tear to my eye every time. But then on the other end, they're getting kind of beat over the head with, don't be a toxic male. Like, what does that even mean? And the thing is, I think, you know, women are, again, I think God made us to be attracted to masculine men, you know, certainly kind, gracious men, but you know, masculinity is, I think we're missing that in our culture today.
Yeah, no, I think you just hit the nail on the head. But though I'll admit to plenty of apathy and self-hatred, and that's so attractive, right? But I appreciate...
Well, just that Timothy Chalamet guy, the fact that he's a heartthrob, I'm like, ugh. You know, what is attractive about him? He just looks puny.
Yeah, I don't get the Zendaya thing either, or whatever her name is. Anyway.
Yeah, too much amorphous type...
Yeah, right.
Androgynous.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
that seems to be
where things are going.
Yeah, give me Gary Cooper.
Fair enough. So before we close up shop, I got a last break, go to a sponsor here. But if folks want to get out and support you again, how can they do so? And just send us some closing words here for the runoff.
Yeah, you can check me out at www.dobsonforcongress, D-O-B as in Bravo, S-O-N-F-O-R, congress.com. Also, social media, X, True Social, Instagram and Facebook, Dobson for Congress. But no, I just, again, I'm so grateful to have this opportunity to have met so many wonderful people in this district. It's inspired me to work harder, to try to give them a voice in Washington. And I just ask you to please vote for me next Tuesday, April 16th.
Well, I appreciate the time as always, and best of luck
Thank you. Next Tuesday.
And I guess we might talk on Election Day if you're down.
I'd be down, okay. Yes, absolutely. Thank you.
All right, well, more news and views after this.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
in the afternoon. Final closing minutes here. Oh, what a show, Eddie. Packed. It really has been a packed show.
Well, did we learn anything today?
I'm sure we learned lots of stuff.
We've barely even got to talk to each other.
Yeah. Well, Roxy's kind of keeping my hands full. She's been
Roxy.
Great. She's been wonderful, but Roxy just makes me nervous.
Hey, Roxy.
She wants this ball. Go That's what it. She wants, yeah.
Hey, let's talk to Ray Balls of Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray.
How you doing, Ray?
Man, I almost did something really bad.
Oh?
As soon as y'all call me. A lot of people realize y'all call me and I answer the phone and I wait about, 30 seconds to go there?
Yeah.
Right.
I had a good friend of mine just call me and I almost, except for calling, pulled him into the conversation and not tell him what was going on.
Yeah, you like to do that, Ray.
Yeah, I just about did. I said, nah, better not.
Live radio, Ray. It's live radio.
Yeah, live radio. Well, he was calling to talk about turkey hunting, which neither one of us has got in the woods yet.
Oh, no.
What's y'all's fault?
Yeah? Keeping you busy, aren't
I am so busy, I haven't even thought about getting in the woods.
Well,
and we're already, April the 9th?
Yep.
I mean, we can even use decoys right now, and I still haven't been out there yet.
Well, I'm sorry, but I apologize for nothing and certainly not making you busy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, all my friends, we have some place out in Macon County, and all my friends tell me that's where turkeys go to live old and die.
Well, where all have you been? You had to do a few jobs today for Prattville Carpet?
Well, I went up to Alabaster and measured one.
Wow.
Donna's retiring and moving there, so that's actually a family member. So I got to take care of my sister. It is what it is. Yeah. So, and now I'm back here working on this shower, trying to get it all plugged away and sent over for a quote. And just busy as bees. Everybody's in here working as hard as they can, and there's a reason for it. We have the best price, the best service, the quickest turnaround time. You call us, we're coming running for that measurement.
So, folks, that number's still
looking. Yeah.
285-8117.
It is. Call us today, 385-285. I can't even think of
285-8117, folks. And when you call 285-8117, be sure to tell them you heard Ray Balls here on the radio with Joey and Eddie.
Guys, have a great day.
You too, Ray. See you, brother.
Oh, what a show, though.
Packed, man.
Very packed. My goodness.
Lots of information went out there today.
Yeah, you could say that. And I've been telling folks, sometimes the most difficult thing is context switching.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you go from talking to two hardcore libertarians to talking to the consul general for Israel to talking to two congressional candidates, it's kind of changing frames a little. Certainly. I'm mentally tired right now. I'm not complaining. It's just the truth. Well, what a day.
You had a lot of attractive women in here today, got to be honest.
Yeah?
Yeah. Just as a bystander, I'm saying.
Yeah.
You brought the hotties.
I didn't even notice.
Well, I bet if you go in the chat, people noticed. And I haven't even looked at the chat, but I guarantee you, whenever we have women on, the chat notices.
Right.
We had really smart women on today, so I'm sure the chat noticed.
Captivate, even, Daddy?
There were a couple, I got to be honest. Not the queen of captivation.
Oh, right. The queen of captivation.
Yeah.
Now, that's a name. No, but I miss us being able to just talk about how we eat fattening food. So how much beans and ham?
Yeah, guess what I'm having
tonight. I got time to talk to you about this. So you made this beans and ham yourself.
Yeah, I made lima beans and with some leftover Easter ham, how you put it in the crock pot.
Right.
It was amazing.
Thus beans and ham.
Yeah, thus 6 bowls of beans and ham.
How many pounds is that?
I don't know, but let's just say my body has finally taken a break and they're asking me, internally, do not pick up any more beans and ham for a while.
But do you still have some left?
Yeah, I'm going to eat for dinner tonight.
Well, you've been listening to News and Views with Joey, and actually, we should change our names to Beans and
Ham.
I'll be the beans, you be the ham.
That's right.
Goodness gracious. Seriously, folks, there are days where I'd just rather shoot with Eddie than all the serious politics, but I do appreciate all our guests.
Oh, we had some good